Grapefruit is larger.
And if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
they're gone?
Okay. And say if you had an apple and it dried out, you'd say, well, the skin of that dried apple was all...
shriveled.
And what different things would people grow in a garden around here?
Around here? Well, you'd probably have greens and tomatoes and okra, cucumbers, several kinds of greens, maybe parsley, squash. That would be the main things that you would grow here.
What different kinds of greens?
Oh, they're mustard greens and collard greens. Have you heard of collard greens? And turnip greens. You can even eat beet greens, and sometimes you might have turnips and beets too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had turnips and beets. We grew them. And I guess that's all.
What do you call the kind of tomato that doesn't get any bigger than this?
Cherry tomatoes.
Any other name for them?
Just cherry tomatoes is all I know.
And a little red thing that grows in the ground.
Radish. Oh yes, you raise radishes too. You probably could go on and raise lettuce. I don't think head lettuce is raised much around here. It's too hot, but there are certain times of the year when you can raise the leaf lettuce particularly.
Mm-hmm.
If you can keep it from the bugs.
Talking about lettuce, if you wanted to buy some, you'd ask for maybe 3
heads of lettuce.
Did you ever hear the word heads used about children? Like to say if someone had 5 children, say you had 5 heads of children?
No, we use heads for cattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have so many head of cattle. But no, I've never used it for children.
What if someone had about 14 children? You'd say he really had
a lot of children, or a house full.
Did you ever use
but I'll tell you, going back to it, I've heard counting noses, but not, mm-hmm. and sometimes counting heads. For instance, I've used the term counting heads, never saying somebody had so many head of children there were heads, mm-hmm. but say. Really the term I always use is counting noses. Go see how many are out there so we'll know how many refreshments to fix for the birthday party or something. It's called counting noses around
mm-hmm.
here. It could be called counting heads too.
Do you ever, say if someone had a lot of children, do you ever hear that referred to as a passel?
Oh yes. Had a passel of children or a passel of brats? Yes, I've heard it. It's
what?
Not something I think I would ordinarily use, but it's kind of an old-fashioned phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've heard anyone... For instance, I have a friend right now that has 10 children, but I don't think I'd ever refer to him as a passel.
Do you ever hear passel used to refer to anything besides children?
No.
And say someone had about 1,000 acres of land, you'd say he had a...
a ranch.
Or a what?
A lot of land.
Do you ever hear the...
or a big spread.
Uh-huh.
But big spread is a Western... term, and I think that's because it did spread and it was out in the open,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it wasn't divided into little pastures or little parcels of land.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, big spread is a great, big, good Texas word.
Do you ever hear the expression of right smart of land?
Yes, I've heard right smart of everything, but again, that's one of those things that I never would personally use, but except in writing, I used it for a dialect thing I did for the French Trading Post.
How did you
right smart means a lot of.
Uh-huh.
Somebody can have a right smart amount of money too.
Uh-huh.
So it meant a lot of.
Just anything that you can count
mm-hmm.
would be right smart. And along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
What different kinds of potatoes?
Well, Irish potatoes are what we think about, and sometimes Idaho's, and sometimes they're called spuds. And then here we have new potatoes
mm-hmm.
a lot. New potatoes would be the only thing really that you'd grow in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm. The kind of potato that's red on the inside.
Oh, are you talking about really sort of orange?
Yeah.
That's a sweet potato.
Uh-huh.
Or a yam.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
And something that'd make your eyes water if you cut it.
Onion?